Okay, let's put it together like the weapon. Everyone agrees that the bracha is before the mitzvah. All brachas, all mitzvahs, based on my mitzvah, you can make the bracha afterwards. But all mitzvahs, mevarach aleihem over l'atziyatan. Very strange thing. My mashma d'ahay over l'shalat yomtov. Very few Gemara's like this. Gemara says, so how do you know the touch of over means before? Over l'atziyatan. How do you know it means before? Something you're passing. I'm going to hear the Yitzchak HaMakra, but you're at the Chimayit, Sterech HaKikar, but Yavar HaKushi. Pasuk there is talking after Avshalom is killed. Avshalom, you know what Avshalom was, right? He rebelled against his father David. And they go to battle, David's army against Avshalom's army. And Avshalom is killed. So they send a messenger, a Cushi, a black fella, to go run to David and to tell David the news that Avshalom is dead. So Ahimaaz wanted to be the one to give the good news. He didn't realize that David will be upset that Avshalom died. So he wanted to be the one to give the good news. So he ran, Derech HaKika B'Yavar HaKushi. The Jewish kid outran the black one. That's strange. Ahimaaz, he got ahead of him. He was able to beat him in the race, and he made it to David ahead. So he said, B'Yavar means he went ahead. So in case you didn't know the Taich, you have a Taich. Abaye says, Mehacha Bu'ava Lefneim. Abaye says, Mehacha Bu'ava Makom Lefneim, Hashem B'Rosh. So the truth is, it's a strange thing that the Gemara asks the Taich of Oiver. And even stranger, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down, where it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to make a bracha, Oiver Lati Yassan, it says in the Ramah, Oiver Lashinak Dumihu, Shenema, Vayabra Sakushi. The Ramah brings it down, very strange. If you ever heard of Ramah, should bring down the Taich word, and not the Taich word, but Shenema. It's a very strange thing that the Pasuk should be brought down in Shulchan Aruch.
Pasuk
doesn't
work, and
it's
hard to tell
what
doesn't mean, no?
Aibur.
So it doesn't like that.
So let him say, Aibur, Lashinak Dumihu. So the place can say, and I believe there's some cipher brings it down here on the Gemara, that over, when you say over l'atziyatan, it means before you do it. Now, you could have two types of befores. You could have before you do it, or very close to before you do it. The halacha is that it's supposed to be as close as possible. For example, when you put in your tefillin shel yad, you first put the tefillin in place, you're ready to tighten it, and then you make the bracha. And you might think, I've learned yasin, it's enough. You make the bracha, and then you take out the tefillin and put it on. So the Gemara says, Oiver Lishna Dadumi, says, Vayavar Es HaKushi. Right, the chiddush enough that he was able to outrun this kushi. But he didn't outrun him by much. It was very close. So Vayavar Es HaKushi implies the kushi started running first. He caught up and he got there. It implies that it wasn't much ahead of him. By Yavar, he was able to pass him. The implication is that it was close. That it was one thing close to the other. And that remez is supposed to be meramez to us, that when you put on, when you make a bracha, it's supposed to be as close as possible. The place will say, Oiver, Belay, Oiver, Da Oiver. It should be Oiver, Lati Yasan. Not Oiver, Da Oiver. Not two steps removed from when you do it. You should be close to the time that you do it. The same thing when you put on a talis, it's a shared by all of you. You hold the talis, you're supposed to hold the talis in back of you before you make the bracha. And then afterwards you do the atifa. Not that you make the bracha and then hold the talis. Some people make a mistake that they wrap themselves in the talis first and then they say the bracha. That's a mistake. You're supposed to do it before, I know I see our son. But you hold the talis over you, ready to do the atifa, and that's when you make the bracha. So that's the Eivel HaSiyasan. That's the din that you're supposed to do it for him. And the Gemara says, Be'ra'ba'ami chutz min ha'tfilah b'shaifah. Sefer tfilah and shaifah.
The Gemara says, "Bishlam etzvila dakati gavu loychazi." I'm a shaita meikhani. So shaitaylam shembilma lekalkala tkiya. So maybe he'll make a mistake in the tkiya. Hachiyafel shchito mila namish. Oh, Amar Chis, the chutz min atzvila bovad. What the Gemara is saying that every mitzvah except the tzvila you make over last. So I'm telling you, Amichachi tavu va'ala. Aviyasei ayin abrach shom tzivonu ala tzvila. So the halacha is that you require overlaat ziyasan to every mitzvah, except for tzvila. Taisus has two pshatim, taisus ala tzvila. Either this goes on tzvilas gerim, the ger can't make the bracha before him, because he's not Jewish. So he makes the bracha afterwards. Or, according to Yesh Mepharshim, b'chola tzvilas kava. It goes on all tzvilas, that anybody who goes to the mikveh in the case where he's a bracha, man has said that we only have tefillat nashim, neither whose title makes a bracha. So there's a machlokes here, two shittos and taisus. What do women do? Bizman hazeh, women who go to the mikveh. Do they make the bracha before tefillah or after tefillah? According to the first shita and taisus, they make the bracha before tefillah. It's only tefillah gerah afterwards. According to the second shita and taisus, b'chol tefillah kavan, they do it afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir like both shittos. The meaning is not nageya to men, but Mashiach will come and be nageya to men as well. That you tie them once, make a bracha, and you tie them again. That's the meaning. That's a bit of a kasha because the second tefila is l'maaser; it doesn't do anything. But our kohanim, that's the there is a remes on Pesach Yeshayo that says it should be tied three times. But in halacha, it doesn't really do anything. The fact that the ikur we pass like the Yeshua Farshim, that before us he was kamei. And lahach near, so we do it all like a lasiyasa. So not really, because a person's own erva is not a, it's only other person's erva. A adam arum, liba raya, so they're two minhagim. Some have a meaning that the water level is between. Some have a minute to be to hold their hands as a symbolic belt. Okay, so I'll put them back to dinner. Now we actually have one more mitzvah that we don't do over last year. All right, the Tiras Yadayim. The reason is because the Nigur is part of the mitzvah. The place it brings down. But there's another mitzvah that we don't do Eivah Lassi Yasson. Huh? No clue? Today. I don't know what you're to. Nobody here is going to do it, but your mothers or wives will do it. Right? At Rokas Neir Shabbos. At Rokas Neir Shabbos. First time. Neir Shabbos, we light, and then make the bracha. Because if you make the bracha, you're going to be mekabel shabbos. So therefore, we do it afterwards. But it's strange that it's not here in the Gemara. Sma brings down from his, in the Hagdama to the Sma, from his wife or his mother, the Achaluk Eideus, who he's talking about. But we'll call it the Sma's mother. It's probably really his wife, because the Russian, the world calls it the Sma's mother. This man's mother said that ladies make mistakes in two inyanim of Neiris Yom Tov. What are two inyanim? On the first day of Yom Tov, say on Yom Tov any time, women have also the meaning they light, and then they make the bracha. So this man's mother said that it's a mistake, because on Shabbos you make the bracha beforehand, you make the bracha afterwards. Why? On Shabbos, why do you make the bracha afterwards? If you make it first, you makabel Shabbos, you can't lie. But on Yom Tov, you have no problem. But on Yom Tov, a person could, there's a lot of light candles on Yom Tov. Yom Tov Havara is one of the Malachim that's blessed. So, on Yom Tov, why not make the bracha of Lassi Yasan? You should make the bracha first. And the Hadmacha second. Good heart, right? The Mishnah Berurah passes like the Mishnah's mother.
It depends. I don't know. I know at my house, when I like this man's brother, that's my wife. On Yom Tov, she makes the bracha first and like second. What? I don't know. Maybe it's a sheet. I don't know. It's like a little plug, like tefillah in the. I don't know. Could be such a day. The Magen Avraham says not like this man's brother, but the Mishabura passes right, like the Amos. On Yom Tov, I guess that's a pshara. They say, well, they like. But really, it should be Adlas Yatra. Why shouldn't the prophet be Adlas Yatra? The second thing he says they make a mistake is that on Erev Yom Tov, they should lie, just like Erev Shabbos, they should lie to the Bayyat. Many women on Erev Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov, lie when the husbands come home. Now, people tell me different things. In your house, they like when? The second night, you have to lie there. It's the second night, you have to wait when they come home, step out of for the next day. You can't do it the first day after. He said you can't do malach one day after for the next. So this man's mother said that the ladies get mixed up between the 2 days of Yom Tov. They think it's the second day Yom Tov, you like late. The first day Yom Tov, you also like late. And he says that's a toss.
The second, what is the
problem between lighting the candle if it's the next day? So when is 2 days Yom Tov? You can't light them by Yom because you're lighting the first day for the second. On the first day of Yom Tov, you should be able to.
So what is the light by Shir?
Light on the first day, yeah, on the Erev Yom Tov, going into the first day, you should light just like Erev Shabbos. What? Why can't you? It's a question, why not? Oh, okay. So there's a Beis Halevi who says about Hadlokas Neris that there are two mitzvahs in Hadlokas Neris. Beis Halevi always has two demons, right? Because in candle lighting there are two demons. If you look in the Rambam, he brings Hadlokas, he brings that you have to light Neris twice. Once in Perek Hay and once in Perek Lam, until Hashabbos. So the Beis Halevi says that he says that there are two demons in Neris Shabbos. Why do we light Neris Shabbos? Everybody know? Huh? Ayin. What does Ayinig mean? You should be light. So one reason is the din in Ayinig Yom Tov, Ayinig Shabbos, that there should be light in the house. So that's one reason, that's the well-known reason why we light, that there should be light. But the Beis Halevi said that's not the only reason. If that would be the case, you should be able to light even in the morning. Say somebody lights Friday morning. That should be good enough too. And the halacha is, Hadlokas Neris must be within an hour and a quarter of Shkia. You can't light 2 hours before. It has to be within an hour and 15 minutes of Shkia. Why? He says because there's a thing covered Shabbos also. Covered Shabbos is that you're doing a Maisa to show that you're mechaved the Shabbos. You're doing an act to show covered the Shabbos. So that's why it's not good enough if it was lit by itself from beforehand. You need two things. You need covered Shabbos to show an act of covered Shabbos. And you need
Ayinik
Shabbos to show a Bais, Ayinik Shabbos. You should have Bais to be able to get around.
That's why Shabbos is the light of the candle.
What?
That's
why Sarah has to light a new candle every week. Okay.
So
we
only light out this cover?
Yeah, we light the both. We light the two.
We really light the light.
Well, the truth is that that you can be isolated with the light if you turn them on right beforehand.
So
the proper thing to do, kind of focus there, is to shut up the electric fire and turn them on again. That's the correct thing. All the Gedolei Yisrael that I know of when they got like, and when the wife lit Shabbos candles,
light is up.
No, you're gonna have to light. Gosh, you should shut the lights, turn them on, and then light. As long as you're doing everything. No, light in that room. Never light in a Shabbos. All the rooms. Before you light in there a Shabbos, you turn on the lights during that hour and a quarter. What? You make the bracha after anyhow.
So you turn off the light, you turn them on. You light the candles, and you make a bracha.
Why the light? You have candles.
Because the light is all the light in the room. You just said all the light in the room is the other shadows.
So what?
The color shadows. What?
Oh, that's the color.
Yeah. The candles are not because Tyson thought it was good enough.
And it's light, they're going
to turn off. Better to do it on all art. This is the way. The Moshe was made this way. The Rav has a truth that you're actually right doing it this way. Gezeira, you rely with it, you'll sit down to the meal, it'll smell badly, and you leave. You're not going to say this. The Gemara says, Amar Le'abayim, the Yetze. He wants to lie with Itron. If he'll leave, he'll leave. Why do we have to make him stay? Well, who cares that he leaves? Amar Le'i, Shani Oimer, Lokas Ne'er, B'Shab is Chayda. So the Baal Memra says, Rava, answer Abayim. He said, "Ani Aimer Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbes Chayva." I say, "Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbes is a chiyuv." Okay, Rabbi didn't know Hadlokas Ner is a chiyuv. Well, what's the shakel of the tari? The Taisus says, "Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbes Chayva." Chayva b'Makim Suda u'Mishum Aimer. Taisus, the Beit Halevi says, Taisus learns that Abayo held Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbes is just covered Shabbos. So you have to light the covered Shabbos. You end up leaving, you end up leaving, you end up staying, you end up staying. The main thing is you have to light. The eighth thing, who cares if he leaves the room? I'm like, Rava, no. It's us only also. The main one has to be an R that you can end up using on Shabbos. It comes out there are two dinim in Hadlok is there. There's a din of Kavod Shabbos, there's a din of Ayinik Shabbos. And I'm going to give you a whole shiur about it. One is ma'akiv on the other. There's a lot of chalukim in hadlaka. But the bottom line is that there are two dinim in hadlaka. There is covered Shabbos and ayinik Shabbos. Yeah. Ayinik Shabbos, the mitzvah light as much as you could in the house. On the covered Shabbos, it would be the mitzvah right before Shabbos to show you getting ready for Shabbos. What? Covered Shabbos. Yeah. The place where you like it, you mean the idea. The getting back to Eivul HaSiyasa, the reason by Hadlokas Neris on Shabbos, you can light first and make the bracha second, is because it's the bracha, it's a mitzvah and Shabbos. It's not only, it will be only covered Shabbos, it will be totally Eivul HaSiyasa. But Hayyayis, there is a mitzvah that's been Shabbos. So that's the meaning that the women close their eyes, they make the bracha, they open their eyes, they cover their eyes. So this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that they make the bracha, Kaidim Ha'anah. They light, they close their eyes, they make a bracha, and then they have Hanah. So that is, that it's Eivul HaSiyasa of the Hanah of the Neir Shabbos. Now really, Eivul HaSiyasa is before the Maisa Hadlach. But at least, there's some sense to it that they close their eyes, they open their eyes, because there's a mitzvah of Ayinik Shabbos in that block. Because it's before the Ayinik Shabbos, they make the bracha. The chiddush of the Sma's mother is that she understood that there are two dinim, that there's covered Shabbos also. Hayyayis is a din of covered Shabbos also. So there's a ketanga of Eivul HaSiyasa before the Maisa Mitzvah. And that's why she understood that really it's supposed to be before him. And 1 second. And the same thing with the second chiddush. What was her second chiddush? That on the first day of Yom Tov, you must light the Bayit Yayin. Who cares if you can light the Bayit Yayin? Light when the husband comes home. It's not any Shabbos. You can light when the husband comes home. No, but the point is that it's our covered Shabbos. Well, covered Yom Tov. Covered, what is covered Yom Tov? It's that you're preparing before Yom Tov for Yom Tov. You're preparing ahead of time for Yom Tov. So the yais that you're preparing for yamtis, that's the kavod. That when it's still chayil, you do preparation. So that's this, the imasma, that's a chiddush that our lakish should be erev yamtis on the kavod Shabbos. No, the kavod, the Rambam's lashon is that the kavod yamtis is that you step beforehand, you prepare for yamtis. He says you prepare the bed, you prepare the food, and you light the candles. Talk upon him, these are the two dinim in Havlach's name. This Beis HaLevi is also printed in the Glach HaLashash. They bring down the same bar in the name of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was the grandson of the Beis HaLevi. So I'm sure that he said it, but he said it in the name of his grandfather. The people that typed up the Shia later forgot that it's in the Beis HaLevi. They printed it here with the Brisker Rav's Chiddush, not the Brisker Rav's Chiddush. This is Zayda's Chiddush, the Beis HaLevi. But you can look it up in either place, the Beis HaLevi or the... They both say that there are these two demons in Hadlokas, near Shabbos, in Kavod Shabbos, in Ayin Shabbos, and it's very Meduyik, and the Rambam is Meduyik, also in a number of other halacha areas, but not to go to Hadlokas, near Shabbos, but you should just know that there are these two demons of Ayin Shabbos, and Kavod Shabbos. Don't say Al because, no, we say Le because it's in Shabbos. Right? Le because it's in Bracha Shabbos. Okay, you have to know that there's a Machlaikis Rishayim about Eivel Asiyas and it's Ma'akim or Na'as. There's a Machlaikis between the Arzarua, which has brought down the Agar Sarash in Brachas, and the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph that it's Ma'akiv, and the Ozerua Shita is that it's not Ma'akiv. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina?
You can make it again.
The if you can make it, let's say somebody forgot to make a bracha. You put on, it's only forgot to make a bracha. I told them a bad example because you can take it off and put it on again. But let's say somebody shook lulav and he forgot to make a bracha. Could he make the bracha? Or is he mechuyev to make the bracha afterwards? According to the Ozerua, you make the bracha afterwards. According to the Rambam, no, once you did it, it's too late. Eivel Asiyas is ma'akev the bracha. So the Achrayim bring a raya to the Ozerua from the fact that somebody's Taibo will go to the mikvah. Again, when he's Taibo, makes the bracha afterwards. Why is he going to make it afterwards? Because he can't make it before. The kasha is if he can't make it before, and the Bible has Yasin is ma'akid, so let him just not make a bracha. Let the ger be Taibo, and he won't make a bracha. That's a terror. If the Bible has Yasin is ma'akid, why does he make it afterwards? There's a raya that the Bible has Yasin is ma'akid.
That's
from Tebbik.
What?
That's from Tebbik.
What?
That's from Tebbik. That's from Tebbik. That's from Tebbik. That's from Tebbik. But in the Pashas HaSfara, the Shach says it's a Raya Taker. From the, now look at the Lashon HaGemara. Tanya Nami Hach. I proved to you that Sfila is not Eivel Asiyas. You have to be Medayik in the Lashon of the Bais. Tanya Nami Hach. Tava Ava Ola. If you tabled and you went up. Bami Yasa Yayla. Baruch Hashem. Says Sifan Ola Asiyas. What's the raya, anybody?
Yes,
just to make it again,
afterwards.
Gemara proves that Shiva is afterwards, because Tav Alva Ola, Aliyasa Yaymer.
So
Shver, it was raya. Huh? Maybe this price is talking about someone who forgot. Tav Alva, with a mikvah. Ba'alani came out. According to Azura, how do you see from this lotion that the bracha is supposed to could be lechatchila afterwards? Maybe you're saying, if you went to the mikveh and you went out, you can make a bracha afterwards. How do you see from this bracha that lechatchila you make the bracha afterwards? It's just a tava v'Allah. That's the language. Isn't it tava v'Allah? It's a tava v'Allah. So according to Azura, it's no lie at all. According to the Rambam will hold that it's ma'akiv and brachis where it's possible to do it beforehand. And it's not ma'akiv in those things which you can't do beforehand. But it's possible. This is the raya of the shach. He brings another raya from the Gemara in Bracha, Tachnun Aleph. It says a bracha rishayna, let's say you eat something. You forgot to make a bracha. You make a bracha afterwards. No, too late. You ate something, you can't make a bracha on it afterwards. Even more, you can make a bracha on what you eat afterwards. But once you ate, you don't make a bracha afterwards. Fight the Gemara. Umayshnamigair. Why is it different than a gair? Who makes a bracha afterwards? What's the raya? According to the Zeruah. Huh? Oh, that's the Gemara's text. That a gair is different, so you couldn't do it before. But the raya against the Zeruah is. Why does it say Maishnami Ger? Say Maishnami Kola Mitzvahs, according to Azaruah. What's Maishnami Ger? Maishnami Kola Mitzvahs. All Mitzvahs you make the Bracha afterwards, according to Azaruah. But the Gemara says Maishnami Ger. That says only a Ger makes the Bracha, only a Bila is afterwards. Not other things. The halacha, we don't paskin like the Azaruah. We paskin not to do it, but if it's possible, you should be yotze shitas Azaruah. That means, if you did a mitzvah, which you could do again, let's say somebody put on tefillin without a bracha. Instead, you should take off the tefillin and make a bracha and put it on. If you can be misakin, you should be misakin. There's one place where the Azaruah is the halacha, and it has to do with kislev. What? Okay. If it's time for God to make a brach on sitters, you better take off the tzitzis. It would be best if it would be put on another pair. Sitters on the
Shabbat?
Yes.
You
make a brach on that morning. That's true. Sitters can make a brach on later. That's not going to flourish in our life. So you put it this by night, when it comes day, you have the mashmash in the sitters, because the mishnah's not putting it on, it's having it. So not going to happen. Kislev has to be Hanukkah. So no, if it blows out, you don't make a bracha because the cup's saying don't, so you don't have to be light. See, they got the tshuva that someone who, let's say, not the first night, the second night or later, he lit the first candle, and before lighting the second candle, he remembered that he has to make a bracha. So could he still make a bracha on the later candle? So the Kidega is mitzareh, three sheets is permitted. One is the Azaruah, says you can do it afterwards. One is the Eliyahu Rabbah, who holds you can make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah. So you can make a bracha on the second candle. See the mitzvah, you can make a bracha on the second candle. And the third is the Svara, that Ner Chanukah is also mitzvah hanim sheches. It's also a mitzvah like Tzitzis, Taka. Mitzvah hanim sheches, so you should be able to make the bracha even afterwards. So he wouldn't be sonach on any one of these alone, but the three together, Kiraga says that you can. Okay, there's a lot more. What? Mitzvah hanim sheches, that's a svara. I don't think he brings many back, he just said, fill in, you really shouldn't have to take it off. It could be in the last minute. There's a lot of Megalasios, and it's not familiar to stop. There's a Ramah in Hilchos Shechita, it's in your test. Says if you're shechting an animal which you suspect is a trefa, if I'm an animal, you don't have to assume it's a trefa. But if you have an animal that has a reyesa, limping or breathing very hard, so you shecht it and then you bite it for trefas. So don't make a bracha beforehand. Right? Do bracha vatala. The animal's a trefa. It's a bracha vatala. Because the bishchita is not matir, it has to be shechita that's matir to make up to be a mitzvah. So if you have a reason to be chayshit, it's a trefa. Check the animal, and with the kosher animal, make the bracha afterwards. That's what he says. So the Shagas Aryeh says, we pack them like that as a ruah. We see that the Ozarua, that the Diabed, we pack in, we make a bracha afterwards. This is because of the Shabbatai. You see that such an animal that you shafted it, afterwards you connect the bracha, Lashkita. The Shach says, like you're saying, that what?
You have no choice.
Shach says it's not similar. In fact, you don't care. You couldn't do it beforehand. You have no choice. That's why you do it afterwards. That's a good term. So the Kiveya says, one minute. A ger, we set up to be like Gerim that he makes the bracha after. It's never possible to do it beforehand. Shechita, you generally could do beforehand. It's just a hechatimsa where you couldn't do it. So the Kiveya says, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that if you had a hechatimsa where you couldn't do it beforehand, that you can make the bracha after. So it comes out we have a machlokes, the Shach and Rabbi Kiveya. The Shach holds, if you're the hechatimsa where you can't do it beforehand, you can make the bracha afterwards. Rabbi Kiveya holds, no, that it goes on the Tzuras HaBracha. The nafkamina will be if you find yourself in a situation where you can't make the bracha beforehand for whatever reason. And you want to be the Kaima Mitzvah, somebody's a Chayla, who's in a place of Timuk. There's a place where you kiss Hashem's name, you can't make a bracha. So he shakes the rules without a bracha. Afterwards, if it becomes possible to make the bracha, do you make the bracha? Tell him it's my place. Okay, I'd like to learn the next piece of Gemara. Over that, the Yasan has a lot of applications, but really the main thing to know is the Zeruah Shita, the famous Shita that left with Namahakis, and the Shach and Kiveya will argue about a hechatim so you couldn't do it before. Laura Nair, get back to Pesach. Minani Mili. So this is Gemara, it repeats itself three times. Minani Mili, Amar Chisda, Lamadu Messiah Me Messiah, Messiah Me Chipu. What's that word? Chipus or Chipush? Chape, yeah. People don't get messed up with that. I found a lot of people get mixed up. As a matter of fact, I just had a Navi, had this new Ma'aris Navi that you guys got. It says, Ayachatesh. It says, in Yei by Yehu, in Perak Yud, I'm sitting by the Navi Shia, it says, Ayachatesh. I couldn't believe my eyes. Gotta be a printing mistake. Be Ayachatesh. They search for Ayachatesh. But a lot of people make the mistake. I think I once gave you a Sinan, how to remember. And you get mixed up between a Shin and a Sin. Most words with a Sin have a different meaning with a shin. Like chafshi, everyone knows chafshi means free. No one says chafshi. Chafshi, chafesh, right? It's vacation. So to be free is chafshi. To be chapeit is a sin. To be free means to search. Most words that people confuse, I mean, the truth is in Hebrew, most words that have a sin have another meaning with a shin. Sas and sheish. Or you take any most words that have a sin, simcha and shmicha. It's a little different, but the sin is there and makes a distinction between the two words. And most people get mixed up on such words which cover the shin in a different form, and that's why they get confused. So at any rate, chipus, why we need all these things, it's a little deep in the Kavanis, but Pshat, we learn out a Nair. Does that mean Nair is by Raisa? So it's right. Rashi seems to be bothered. Maybe it can't look by Raisa. So Rashi says, Zechel and Zohar, which is actually in the next line of the Gemara, that Raya Lesa El Asnachta. As she says, it's only an Asnachta. We'll get back to that in a minute. Turns out, Shmuel, Leila, Yadav, Beit, Chomis, Leila, Nair, Acho, Pisha, and Leila, Dav, Zechor, Dav, Shemer, Shiva, Shem, 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 Kulahu to come Rahman. Maybe Kim Rishlai with the Hura Davuka, the Nafish Nura Tuva. I won't search out Rishlai with a big avuka is a torch. Element of Hayrus for the candle, the Shraga is the leaf. The Shraga is what the Hayrus said. Maybe a candle is worse than a torch. And he's saying, I'll be Meikol, Tavon Yabba Mishtaka, Chavon Zutama Mishtaka. I won't look for small Adai. Tashmele Hashem Mishmatov. So there is, there's some Mylan in there. The Gemara, I think, has a third thing, brings it down a third time, Tan Rabbanu, Ebaikim Rara Hacham, Rara Rabbanu, Rara Ahuka, El Rara Ner, Eishar Ner, Yafal Bidika, Tapi Shem Erdav, Zekhul Erdav, Shnei Meshem, Siyam, Sarim, Masim, Vatechem, Vayim Yechapit Kabul Heichof, Ambe Yechel Yishrayim, Nere, Islam, Nere, Hashem Mishmatov, Nere, Hashem Mishmatov, Alright, so whoever missed today, you'll think we spent hours on this whole piece of Gemara. But really just repeating itself three times. The significance of this Gemara and this Rashi is brought down in the Ran, in the first Ran in Amasakhna, where the Ran had his Shaila as Bedika's director. Rashi on Beit HaMelala said, why do you do Bedika? Because of Hashem Mishnah? By love, by Imase. The one says that the MS Rashi Shita is that Bedika and Bir is Daraisa. Mamish is Daraisa. And if you do Bittul, you can do it through Bittul. But if you do it through Bedika, Mamish is Daraisa. What's his Raya? From this Gemara. Because this Gemara learns out that you do it with a Nair. Rashi says, don't think it's a Raya Mamish, Allah Asmachta Biyal. If Bedika is a Rabbanon, so of course it's an asmachta. What's a shayla? If it's a din rabbanon, you can learn out of a pasuk. From, so how could bedika be a rabbanon and there be a deraisa?
No, no.
What?
Why
is
there
a bedika deraisa? Oh, so Rashi's saying that the ner is a rabbanon. It must be that the bedika is a deraisa. Because if the bedika would be a rabbanon, Rashi doesn't have to come along and say, one minute. The ner is only asmachta. If the whole bedika is a drop on it, of course the nair is only an asmach.
The bedika by itself.
So the bedika itself must be that it's a deraisa. It's mukhlas from this Rashi that because from the deraisa, you have to, why it is, because Rashi's saying that the nair is only an asmach. If the whole bedika is a drop on it, then it's a double pasha that the nair is an asmach. So from this, from the Gemara, it's no raya. Could be the Gemara, of course it's an asmach. The fact that Rashi has to bavar in a havanin, that nair is deraisa, is proof that Rashi held that the Etzem Bedika and the Yerachon is in the Dindai Raisa Manish. That's the right question. Okay, so I gave you what to do for Sunday. The worst thing is when Shir gets bogged down and you have nothing to do in the morning. Because I would like to finish that Ches rather quickly. Get to that Ches, to the Sugyas of Mamdis and that Ches. That Ches should be a quick staff. Over the next few, the first few days of next week, that gives you what to do. So please spend your time doing it. And Sunday, I got stuck because I always ask Rebelski whenever I can't give my Sunday morning shiur in shul. Rebelski is always kind enough to cover for me. He always comes to the shul and gives shiur like twice a year. I speak at every convention sometimes or other times. Rebelski asked me to speak for him on Sunday morning in the five towns at the parlor meeting he's making. So I told him I have to be able to get back to yeshiva on time. So he made whatever arrangements were necessary. I'm just telling you because if, as sometimes happens, these things get hashlef, I'm not here by my usual time on Sunday, don't get your hopes up. You know, I'll roll in by 11:45 and we're going to cover ground in Yitzhak Hashem on Sunday, so please, the only thing you should do in this next Gemara, learn the Gemara Ashi Taisis and go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. There are a bunch of halachas here. The lumbus is we're not going to spend time on it, it's rather minor. So just make sure you know the halacha, you know the shabur, and cover ground for something. I'll see you all back here in about an hour.